Fourth paragraph of the 86th Mishnah, Chovis Shel Zeisin Gulgolim. There's a jug full of zeisim that are being pickled in salt water, or in salt at least, in salt. Vishami Oimim Eina Tzorech Lenakev. Isil Oimim Tzorech Lenakev. What does it mean? Nakev means to make a hole in the chavis. You don't have to make a hole. Why would you want to make a hole in the chavis? What happens is when you salt olives, so some type of juice comes out of them, and it gets covered with the juice, and that juice is not yet machshid l'kabel tumah, because it's not the oil, it's just some other type of juice that comes out of it, and he's not interested in that. And therefore, Ishami says, Ein tzorech l'nakev, that he says that since he's not interested in this liquid, we don't assume automatically by the fact that he's putting in the chavis and this liquid is collecting and gathering over there that it's liquid he's interested in, and it will be mafshir in the kabel tuma. No, we say that Minastami doesn't want it. The Basil says, this is a chumra Basil that says that if you don't make a hole in it to drain out that liquid, that shows you want the liquid. And if you want the liquid, then it is something that's nichale and it's mukshir the kabel tuma. Yeah. There's a betzim, a double chiddush over here. Number one is that if you desire it or not, but even before that is a point, who says this is something which is b'chalal mekabel tuma? Only shiva mashkim and mekabel tuma. It's just salt over here. It's a juice that's coming out of the out of the zeisim, out of the olives. Okay, umaydim shemnikva v'sasmu shemorim shemnetayr. Everybody agrees that if he made a hole in it to drain out this juice, and then there was shemorim, there were peels of olives on the bottom that stopped up the hole, then it's tighter, because in the Maisa he revealed his interest that he doesn't want that liquid. Asach b'shemen tor v'nitma. Person put on shemen that was tor, and afterwards he became tummy. The yard v'tov, and afterwards he was tov himself. So the Maisa, the mikveh is matar him, but it's not matame, it's shemen. So yard v'tov, if he was tov, if this person who smeared oil on himself and he went to the mikveh, so the Shami says that even though the oil is still on him, he's still tohar. Why? Because that small amount of shem which is on his body, we look at it as if it's bottled to his body. It's not a separate entity, and therefore doesn't affect him one way or the other. Yes, he is tar because he went to the mikveh. It's not considered chatzitza, and it's not considered something tummy. If there's amount of oil on him that is enough to smear on a small aver, on a pinky, then that is already considered that he has tummy oil on him, and a mela, that remains tummy. Because a liquid doesn't have oil, is not a chatzitza, but it doesn't have oil is or food that is tummy cannot have a type of mikveh. Vim ha'yah shem and tummy mitchilasa. If the shem was tummy initially, so he basically put shem and tummy on him. The shami omer k'day sichas eva cotton. Then the shami says even in that, if it's less than k'day sichas eva cotton, we say it's bottled to his guf. But if it's more than that, he holds that since it was already a separate entity that was tummy beforehand, we don't say that the tummy thing is dissolved or disappeared. It's still be'en and remains tummy. They still say that as long as it's moist enough the Gemara seems to say it's not only tefech, not tefech, means that if you touch it, you'll feel the moisture. And Rabbi Huda Omer, it should be still tefech matpech. It has to be a little bit more than that. If you touch something to it, that thing will get moist, and then you touch that thing to a third thing, that will cause the third thing to become moist. So the bottom line over here is that if a person has shemen on himself, and when the shem was put on when he was tohar, and then afterwards the person became tummy. Since at the time the shem came on him, on this person, shem was tar, Beis Shammai says it's bottled to his guf and there's no problem. if the shem was tummy in advance, then Beis Shammai says that if it's enough shemen to smear on a small aver, on a pinky, then it's considered an entity and it does not become tar in the mikveh. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that even if when it's put on, it was tar, but afterwards it became tummy before it entered the mikveh, if you have more than the shear of this amount of smear on a small aver, it remains vitumasi. In a case where Hashem was ready tummy before he put it on, the Beis Hillel holds that as long as it's considered any form of existence, it remains tummy, and that amount is, according to one opinion, enough if you feel the moisture if you touch it, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be wet enough that if something else touches it, it gets so wet that it'll wet a third thing.